As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table out here, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, June the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. A little website out there, www.vocallocal.org. If you haven't visited that site lately, you might want to try it out. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, certainly that, and perhaps some workable solutions for you as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, and interactive talk radio is the name of our game. And to be a part of this broadcast, you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. And of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That may be changing soon, so pay attention. I might be changing that email address. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, that website is www.vocallocal.org. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals continue their decline. The dollar strengthens. We'll go there and look at that a little bit. Public opinion. Kudrin expresses confidence in the dollar as a reserve currency, and boy, doesn't that make a stir. We'll go there and talk about that a lot. Revolution and counter-revolution, the struggle for freedom continues. Of course, that'll be our mainstay for today. We'll take your calls and much, much more. For Monday, June the 15th, 2009, the market report active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading down again, $1.70 more at $936.60. Silver lost most of its gains last week and dropped 42 cents so far today, trading at $14.41. Platinum lost also $17, trading at $1,233 an ounce. Palladium lost $3, trading at $248. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $929.60 for a low. Where's that $1,000 gold we were hearing about 30 days ago? $929.60 for a low, $938.90 for a high. At $936.60, gold is trading year on year up $66.10 at 7.59% return on your investment. So overall, in comparison, things aren't so grim. It's still up. It's just not up anywhere near as high as some of the pundits have been saying that it should be. The London Gold Fix, those boys in London, set the price this morning at 9:32, and no wonder it's in the tank. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Friday up 28 points at 8,799. The NASDAQ was off 4 points at 1,859. The S&P was up a point on Friday to 946. Today, in active trading, the crude oil is down 62 cents, trading at 71.42. The U.S. dollar index is up 58 basis points at 80.90. We'll pick up those foreign exchange rates on the other side of this break, and stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products. Emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code Oracle at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Just getting underway on this broadcast. My name is William Roberts. We've got some good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Once again, the call-in number throughout the program is 866-841-1065. And for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. In the opening segment, we went to see that the markets are really, really off for the precious metals today. Gold was trading off $1.70 at $936.60. Silver was down 42 cents at $14.41. Platinum was off $17 at $12.33. And palladium was off $3 at $248 an ounce. The foreign exchange rates for today, there's a lot going on in this. The U.S. dollar index was trading up 0.58, which is quite a strong move, but we've certainly seen more than that lately. Trading above 80 at 80.90, just below the 81, and so, of course, that's impacting everything in the marketplace. The Canadian dollar is trading at 89 cents. It's off about 0.79% right now. The Mexican peso is still strong at 7 cents, but it's down 0.49%. The euro, $1.39 U.S., that has lost 1.02%, and that's important. It figures into today's news, economically speaking. The British pound, down 16 or 0.16% at $1.64 U.S., and that Swiss franc, also down today, 0.92%, losing almost a point there, at 92 cents. The bonds, The 2-year bond is trading 122. The 10-year is 3.74%, and the 30-year bonds are at 461. So that all figures into the day's news, too, economically speaking. Let's go into a market, market news off of Bloomberg. There were several different articles, and I've got three of them, and there are more than these. But apparently, just on the drop of the word from the right person, many things can happen in the marketplace, and it always makes me want to scratch my head and figure it out. If this guy or these people were so influential, why couldn't they just speak all of our financial woes to sleep? But they don't. They just are a figure in the news. Somebody says something, and then the whole marketplace just jumps. It seems rather specious to me. But this off of Bloomberg, Daniel Hawk, stocks, commodities retreat, dollars and treasuries rise on Kudrin, K-U-D-R-I-N. This is the article. Stocks fell, sending the MSCI World Index lower for a second day, and commodities dropped after the Group of Eight finance ministers signaled they may start to withdraw stimulus spending. So they're going to be taking something away. It's going to be called stimulus spending, and they're going to start withdrawing the stimulus spending. But let's see the rest of the article. It says the dollar rose as Finance Minister Alexei Kudrin said Russia has confidence in the U.S. currency. Now, we're going to find in these other articles and throughout most of this one, there's a lot of flip-flopping going on. Somebody grabbed hold of Kudrin's ear and said, go change the world's opinion of Russia's confidence in the dollar. And like a dutiful little minister, he went out and did that. But the MSCI, here from the article again, index of 23 developed nations slid 1% at 12:10 p.m. in London, led by raw materials producers. Futures on the Standard & Poor's 500 index decreased 1.3%, and Russia's MySec index slumped 4.3%. Oil declined as much as 1.9% in New York, while copper tumbled 3.2% in London. The dollar strengthened 1.1% against the euro, and Treasury climbed for a third day. Aren't you glad you're not an economist? I hope you're probably joining me in my confidence that I'm not interested in playing these markets, but some people do. The Group of Eight finance ministers meeting in Lecce, Italy, L-E-C-C-E, I don't know how you would pronounce that, not Italian, I'm not Italian. Anyway, in Lecce, Italy, this weekend began planning to reduce budget deficits after signs of economic recovery sent the MSCI to a three-month or 43% gain and spurred concern that inflation will accelerate. Now, we're going to start to hear more words along those lines in articles in the future, and I'm confident of that. I don't think that it's even remotely possible that you can throw trillions and trillions and trillions into the cyber digit space of monetary policy and not expect to see the inflation train a-coming. There's a train a-coming, coming round the bend. Inflation's coming since I don't know when. Anyway, the dollar strengthened again by 1.1%. Dropping down a little bit further, quote, at some point, governments will have to map out their exit strategy in a coordinated fashion, said David Keeble, the London-based head of fixed income strategy at Calion, quote, but that won't happen until at least next year. So we're going to be seeing another 8, 10, 12 months of this continued stimulus program before the governments map out their exit strategy in a coordinated fashion, at least according to David here. The MSCI rebound. The MSCI has rebounded from a 13-year low in March on speculation. The $12.8 trillion pledged by the U.S. government and Federal Reserve will end the deepest economic contraction since the Great Depression. Don't you wish you could get your checkbook to come into balance by wishes and hopes and blessings and promises? It would be nice, wouldn't it? But anyway, that seems to be what's going on here. The rally pushed the index value to 18.2 times the earnings of its 1,655 companies, the most expensive level since December of 2004, blah, blah, blah. Europe's Dow Jones Stock 600 Index slumped 1.4% today and trades at 25.4 times the earnings of its companies, the most in five years, weekly data shows. Again, this is your price-to-earnings ratio running around 25.4 times. The Melbourne-based BHP Billiton Limited, the world's largest mining company, lost 2% in London. The Hague-based Rochdoyle Shell PLC, Europe's biggest energy producer, fell 2.6%. Chevron Corporation of San Ramon, California, the second-largest U.S. energy company, slid 2.1% in German trading. Copper led declines on the London Metals Exchange on speculation stockpiles in China, the world's largest consumer, may be excessive. The country's stores are the highest since March 2008 after four consecutive monthly import records. So therefore, copper for delivery in 3 months fell 3.2% to $5,070 a metric ton. Aluminum dropped 1.8% to $1,615 a ton, and nickel 3.9% to $15,080 a ton. Just to give you a little bit of a snapshot there on some of the commodities that are out there. We'll pick that up on the other side and find out how the MySec flats fall. Interesting. Pick it right up, David.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And we're back. And before we go back into this market report, we do have a caller online. Let's see who we've got here. Caller, where are you calling from? And your name, please.
Hello. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I apologize. Oh, my gosh. Didn't even screen the calls. You guys, is this on a real estate subject?
It's not on a real estate subject per se, but this is the economic segment of today's broadcast. Do you have a real estate comment or question?
No, sir. I just came across your website, and I wanted to speak with somebody about a traffic violation. I didn't know they were going to put me on so live so fast. I just wanted to speak with you. I just had a question.
Well, go ahead and shoot your question out to me. This is live radio. This is all self-produced. I don't have a producer or anything like that. So when you call into the broadcast, I just bring you up live and we go for it. Go ahead. What's your question or your comment?
Wow. Okay. It's saying beating a civil traffic ticket. And it's saying traffic tickets are invalid, traffic courts are scams, and it's run by criminals. I do agree. But I wasn't sure how to beat this whole thing because I'm facing a DUI case. I was charged with that, and I kind of went, I have steps. I sent in my papers, like, okay, first, how does your movement work? Does it require you to, is it one of those things that you take the ticket or citation, you say accepted for value, and you send it back to the courts?
Well, I don't have any idea of how one would go about that. And there are lots of folks out there on the internet that do offer that. Dave Merlin comes to mind right off the bat as one of the various legal beagles.
Oh, really?
One of the legal beagles that's out there that has supposedly come up with a bunch of different kinds of remedies that people can try. But myself specifically, I don't think I could, defend myself against a ham sandwich, much less a DUI.
Okay. I had an individual that told me I could do that, and I spent quite a bit of money for his advice, but, and it looked like that I was going to get into a lot of trouble, have a warrant against me and all this and that. But I'm not well-versed at this yet, so that's why I just wanted to get as much input on this. If it's possible, how is this done, or one should separate yourself from the straw man, how they put it. I mean,
well, I understand all of those things.
I'm very new to this whole movement. So.
Sure, but I understand those sort of things, and I've listened to many, many hours of various talk hosts, presenting their remedies in law. I think that we have an extremely corrupt criminal system that we're dealing with right now. The legal system is as deficient and culpable in all of the troubles that this country has as any. And so I think that if we are anticipating going to a court and actually finding justice, that if you can avoid it by any means whatsoever, that would be my first recommendation. And then second, if you want to, basically put yourself up on the cross and risk major loss, calamity, or spending time behind the bars, then you could follow some of these processes along. If you're already in the process, you're going to want to seek legal counsel, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an attorney, and many people recommend not doing that. But again, you're talking about something that it's like walking, in a minefield. And unless you're willing to invest the time in...
Exactly.
Go ahead.
That's exactly how I felt. I felt like I was playing at the railroad tracks because I do not know what I was doing. This guy that I met, he took, $500 from me for consultation fee, whatever. But I asked him, can this be beat? And then I started doing research on my own. And what was filled was, I wish he told me the repercussions. He goes, oh, don't worry about what they're going to do. You're the right man. You're not supposed to worry. I'm like, there's individuals that are doing time for this, prison time. You know what I mean?
Sure,
you're right, but what's DUI? But, you'd rather cut your losses at some point than to turn it into some big federal charge or something. You know what I mean? Sure, they might be corrupt. Yeah, they're corrupt. It's in that, but individuals should be advised correctly. I wasn't advised. I know if an individual knows what they're doing, they can beat it. You just have to be real careful. And I guess I'm just still fishing around, but, you know, even though...
I'm with you in spirit on this thing. You know, there. If you can invest the time necessary, if you can buy yourself the time, and if you can invest the time necessary and get up to speed, I've heard of lots of people out there that are able to, you know, move and groove in that circle. But to me, it's like I think it's just like a casino game, and all of the odds are in favor of the house. Their conviction rate is really high. They're in the business of basically separating you from all of your money and for all of your free time. They're all about trying to get you inside of this system. And so, you know, unless you have the desire to become your own counsel, you know, and if you're willing to go in pro se and try and learn everything you can about procedure and whatnot, if you have the time and the inclination, well, by golly, go for it. But if you don't, I think that, you know, if you were caught, you know, drinking and driving or something like that, and you can cut your losses or something, I really can't give you any kind of a legal advice, because again, like I said, you know, I'm like a ham sandwich in all of this. I really, it's just not my field of expertise. If you want to find out about Blackstone's, you know, commentaries on the laws of England, or if you want to talk about the natural law from a jurisprudence standpoint, the history of law, we can go on and on. But as far as legal procedure, I'm really not an advisor.
Yeah. Well, that's an advice for me in itself. You know what I mean? It tells me a lot. Some people, several people tell me, yeah, go for it. And it's like they're telling you tread on territory that they've never been on. And it's easy to get labeled as paper terrorists these days. And once you're in that thing, you're set.
Sure. I mean, no, I could give you advice. I could give you advice to go up against a grizzly bear with pepper spray and a stick, but if it was going to be me going after it, I'd want to use a 12-gauge pump with slugs, you know, so it's just six of one and half a dozen of the other.
That's exactly what this guy was telling me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what this guy told me to do, and I spent so much money on getting stuff notarized, this and that. I'm like, wait a minute, and then I had to put the brakes in. I'm like, I started doing research. He wouldn't give me anything, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah, well, so, the last minute, you know, in the last hour, you're going to be the one standing on that trail, and you're going to be facing that grizzly bear, and all of these advisors are going to be, you know, standing back in the lap of luxury someplace spending your money. So, you know, I really just don't know what to say other than if there was some way that I could avoid the bear, I wouldn't even get into the fight.
Okay. Is this Alex?
No, my name is William Roberts. I think Alexandri is the one you were thinking about.
Yeah, because all I did was call from I went to the website, markstevens.net.
Yes, he's the, I'm familiar with Mark Stevens' work. He's the No State Project, and he's got a lot of material out there again. But, you know, the bottom line, it's going to come down to how quickly you can get yourself up to speed and how confident you are in your delivery and your presentation. And then I think at the end, it's just going to be up to the judge. And, you know, if you've got... if you are just an extremely, you know, exemplary person and really know how to do this, you may get off, but at the same time, you're walking into, I think, a buzzsaw, or like I said, you've got a bear on the trail, and just depends on whether you want to try and scrabble with that bear or not.
Yes, sir. No, I think I'll just take the bear, avoid the bear.
Me too.
My other question
You got a break on top of us right now. Yeah, thank you for your call. I really can't help you on that legal question, but do keep listening. We'll check you later. All right, folks, we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations. More secretive than the Bilderberg Group. The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the press today. We've taken all
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. That was an interesting call. My heart goes out to the gentleman. It's not a good thing when you come up against the Johnny Law, let's say, especially in a rigged game such as we have these days. Anyway, let's go back in and close out these market stories for today, and then we'll get into our mainstay, which is finding some way out of the maze so that we can, I believe that if we abolish the established two-party political system and rechart our course, we can get down to a point where we don't all have to be walking around with this voluminous legal knowledge of how to escape the traps and the snares set for us by government. I say get the government off our backs so that we can live without having to have this grab bag of black robe nonsense in our mind all the time. Maybe we could treat each other as friends and live in peace instead of this endless wars and rumors of wars where we're having to defend ourselves against this tyrannical state on an ongoing basis. So many snares, so many traps, so many pitfalls. But anyway, I can't give anybody legal advice. I certainly don't know enough about it to do that well. There are other hosts out all across the internet where you can find information, but be careful. This gentleman's already out $500 or more dollars getting information, and he's still up to his neck in alligators. Anyway, so continuing on, one of the important parts here is this discussion about the G8 and this guy named Cudron. Let's go into it a little bit further. Cudron said after the G8 meeting that, quote, it's too early to speak of an alternative, close quote, to the world's reserve currency. We're going to find in the next articles here where that has, this is kind of like a Band-Aid. This is a repair job that Cudron is performing for the comments made by Medvedev and the Chinese central bank governor. Let's continue. It says the comments reassured investors after Kudrin's boss, President Dmitry Medvedev, questioned the dollar's global status, joining China's central bank governor, Zhu Yekia, whatever, in suggesting the world may need another benchmark for settling international debts. Remember, we reported on that story last week. It set off a bit of a firestorm. And last week, when I interviewed Peter Schiff on my other broadcast, I asked him whether he saw that the dollar ending its reign as the reserve currency of the world. He doesn't think so. And apparently this Kudrin doesn't think so, and some others don't think so. But we'll find out more about it as we proceed here. The comments reassured again investors after Kudrin's boss, President Dmitry Medvedev, questioned the dollar's global status, dropping down further. Kudrin's comments underscore the dependence of Brazil, China, Russia, and India. Now, in this particular article, they've changed, they've inverted the order. These are what is now being called the BRIC nations. That would have been Brazil, India, China, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, BRIC. But her, they just turn them around a little bit so that you don't recognize what they're talking about. But again, his comments underscore the dependence of Brazil, China, Russia, and India, or the BRIC countries, or the BRIC nations, on the currency of the U.S., the world's largest economy and a $2.5 trillion export market. This is their dependence on this. The four nations increased foreign reserves by more than $60 billion in May to limit their currency's gains and to support their exports. They now have combined reserves of $2.8 trillion and are among the largest holders of treasuries. $2.8 trillion. You know, they would have a reason to be concerned about the dollar's ability to continue as the world's reserve currency. You can imagine how you would feel if you had $2.8 trillion monies in your pocket and you didn't know whether they were going to be fire starter tomorrow or would still work at the grocery. Continuing, oil and gold fell as the dollar strengthened. Crude declined as much as 1.9% to $70.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange amid speculation last week and blah, blah, blah. Let's drop down a little further. Now this article is going to talk about exit strategies, and we're going to hear more about that in a moment. But the G8 officials, no relation, of course, to V8, that's a juice, these are other people, the G8 officials, and said it's prudent to consider what exit strategies to deploy once global growth is secured, and ask the Washington-based International Monetary Fund to examine how to do so without reigniting the two-year financial crisis. I find that to be a peculiar statement. The G8 officials are trying to find out if there is an exit strategy to deploy. You would think before we started throwing trillions and trillions at the product or the problem that there would have been an exit strategy clearly in mind. But apparently that's not the case. Quote, once exit strategies start to be implemented, they will have a considerable impact on the currency market as currencies most at risk from debasement fears have earned a reprieve. That in itself is a conundrum. Let's just drop down. I'll just throw it out for you. The U.S. dollar so far has been one of the key beneficiaries, apparently, of this marketplace so far. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell 4 basis points to 3.75%, and blah, blah, blah. Britain plans to sell as much as 5 billion pounds of bonds. That would be 8.2 billion U.S. through banks as soon as tomorrow. In other words, Johnny on the spot. They're going to be dumping 5 billion British pounds worth of bonds into the bank markets here. Dropping down a little further, McLean, Virginia-based mortgage agency Freddie Mac began a tender offer to repurchase debt with a face value of 8.1 billion euros or 11.2 billion U.S. today. And it goes on. Very interesting bunch of stuff happening here from the standpoint of dollars and cents. This is the G8 to reverse stimulus as rebound signs grow. Again, all three of these articles are very similar. They're off Bloomberg. They express things in slightly different ways, and they bring out more little pieces of the puzzle. If time was unlimited, we could sit down and go through, and I'd like to dissect all three of these articles and then put them all back together again and see if it tells a different story. But they're telling little bits of the story here and a little bit of the story there. Bloomberg, a group of eight finance ministers began drawing up contingency plans for rolling back budget deficits and bank bailouts as the economy shows signs of recovery and investors start worrying about inflation. And I believe that to be the most important aspect of all of these discussions. Inflation has got to occur. And we're not seeing, and I'm not seeing anything in all of these various and sundry articles about the economy of what Timmy Geithner and boys have in mind to do, how they're going to deal with the massive inflation that they have created by the creation of all of this funny money, fiat money out of thin air over the last months. Continuing here, officials meeting in Les, again, Italy, over the weekend said it's prudent to consider what exit strategies to deploy once global growth is secured. Now, we've talked about sustainable development, the idea of sustaining economic and environmental development as being the primary focus of Agenda 21. We've talked in the past about how we need to, you know, reassess or take stock of who we are and whose we are individually. We look at this idea where unlimited and continually expanding and growing growth of development seems to be the mainstay of the global economy. Always growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. You would think, at least perhaps some of these very highly educated people would start to discuss what the limits of growth might be. What are the limits of growth? I mean, is it possible for every person on the planet Earth to live like Wally and June Cleaver in a three-bedroom tract home with a 57 Chevy in the driveway and a swimming pool in the backyard? Is that even possible? Is it even desirable? But global growth seems to be the whole thing. See, when you're running the entire planet is being pushed and run by the corporatist, monopolist, capitalist, public-private partnership, blah, 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 name it any way you want. If growth is everything, the end-all, the be-all, then obviously we're going to have to rethink the think here. You know, it just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, again, growth should remain the principal focus of policy. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said after the meeting ended on June the 13th, quote, "It's too early to shift towards policy restraint." Policymakers try, well, we'll have to pick it up on the other side as we try and make our way through these complex economic issues.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we're back once again trying to figure out and make some sense out of this G8 meeting and the various discussions that are coming out of this. And we're looking at a time period here where, as I've said, you know, inflation is going to have to kick in here pretty quick. I think it's already kicked in myself. You go to the grocery and you can see the prices are going up on everything. Gasoline is going up and everything else. I think inflation is already on us, but it just hasn't gotten to the level that it's going to. But let's pick up some more out of this article. Markets aren't looking for specific exit strategies now, but they want governments to start thinking about them. I'd say so, said Bill Witherell, chief globalist economy at Cumberland Advisors in Vineland, New Jersey, which oversees $1 billion in assets. Quote, they worry that inflation is going to build up if nothing is done to withdraw the stimulus. How do you withdraw the stimulus? How do you withdraw the stimulus once you've cast all these trillions in? You're going to ask everybody to bring back the money that they got from the government? Monies? Treasuries rose for a third day and the dollar gained the most in a week against the euro today after Russian finance minister Alexei Kudrin told Bloomberg Television that he has full confidence in the U.S. currency. Can you imagine such a thing? This man speaks and treasuries rise for a third day and the dollar gained the most in a week against the euro. Because this man opened his mouth and spoke, where was he 2 months ago? What's he going to say next week? Russia's central bank drove U.S. bonds and the dollar lower on June the 10th by saying that it may shift reserves from treasuries, pushing the yield on the 10-year security above 4%. What's up with that? 1 week they say the sky is falling, and next week they say that they've found some sticks that can hold the sky up, and the market responds both times. Continuing here, he says, it's too easy to speak of an alternative to the dollar, Kudrin said. At least the IMF managing director, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, said he didn't see a weak dollar. Well, if IMF director Dominique Strauss-Kahn can't see the weak dollar, perhaps she should step down. German finance minister Peter Steinbrück also said he wasn't concerned by the euro's 10% climb against the dollar in the past 4 months, which, of course, has been driving the market for the past 4 months as the euro continues to edge up higher. Today, it's at $1.39 U.S. Economists expect reports on U.S. housing and German investor sentiment to back that case in the coming days. Well, blah, 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 and it goes on. In regards to the stress test, Timothy Geithner and U.S. Chancellor of the Exchequer Alistair Darling were among the most vocal in warning officials not to move too soon. Steinbrück sought a credible exit strategy to avoid inflation. "We're not there yet," Darling told reporters. "No one is talking about exiting yet," close quote. The officials argued over whether Europe is endangering the rebound by refusing to follow the U.S. and subject its banks to individual and public stress tests. European banks have preferred to examine their financial system as a whole, arguing that the banks are too diverse to evaluate by a single standard and that publishing the results could rekindle the crisis. Well, yes. He continues and says, "We want stress tests, but stress tests of the system not related to the individual banks. The European banking sector and the German one in particular is a lot more heterogeneous than the North American one." And they just continue more and more of this stuff. "The uncomfortable truth for Europe is that, quote, however flawed it might have been, the U.S. stress test exercise has so far proved effective in bolstering confidence and helping banks to raise capital." Again, this is confidence, said Marco Annunziata, chief economist in UniCredit Group in London. Anyway, who is this G8? The G8 is composed of the U.S., Japan, Germany, France, U.K., Canada, Italy, and Russia. Now we could I'll just put it aside. We spent more than enough time on this. Got a three-pager that's right behind these that we could easily go into. But it basically says the same stuff. Over and over again, we're talking about people coming together in rooms at the various meetings, whether it's the G20 or the G8 or this vegetable drink or that vegetable drink, they come together and they have these meetings. But the reality is the entire world global marketplace is in meltdown here. And these guys are just basically adjusting their ties and walking around and flying around the world and having these talks. But as far as substance, in reading over these articles, we don't see any plans for really any meaningful change. They're not divulging anything. How they're going to withdraw what they've done, how they're going to correct what they have done, is beyond me. There's no talk here about indictments, investigations, audits, etc., to bring the Madoff-type criminals into a court of law and try them for their sins and assign them a post to hang from. Anyway, we don't hear any of that. And that is itself troubling. Apparently, all of the people that have made billions and billions and trillions are going to walk scot-free as we continue this last 8 years under Bush with all of the crime going on there. And now we're moving into the usurper's administration and we'll just continue to profiteer and pilfer. It's a new kind of enterprise, it seems. It's called scam land criminals or something. It's a whole new process in the world going on here. And there's it's amazing to me that, the internet is filled with these kinds of articles, and yet they're just reporting numbers and words and ideas, but there's no end game. There is no exit strategy. They don't have a clue. And yet all of the people's livelihoods, the millions and millions of people that are unemployed, all the businesses that are going under, the savings accounts, the homes in foreclosure, all of that. People are suffering in ways they never suffered in their entire life, all around the world, certainly in the developed countries, as the whole financial house melts down and these guys walk around adjusting their ties and drinking cocktails and having fine foods and riding in airplanes that don't crash into the sea mysteriously? What are we to make of all of this? I think it's time to make an end of it all myself. I think that as long as we continue to focus on the symptoms and on the victims, overlooking the super social disease that so certainly besets our nation, which I believe we can start remedying by correcting this established two-party political system that builds a barrier between we, the people, and our government and our military, the established two-party political system that stands as almost a placebo between the people and their system of government. As long as we continue to allow this system to remain, we're going to see nothing else but more of the same. And the other day, as I mentioned, I received an email saying that from Ron Paul, saying that he and his group are getting ready to launch their 2010 re-election bid for his congressional seat. The other morning afternoon, when I was interviewing Peter Schiff, he was expressing his interest in running for the Senate, U.S. Senate in Connecticut, up against Christopher Dodd. He's projecting that he's going to need to raise $20 million, so there's going to be probably lots of money bombs for him. But two men aren't going to do the job. We need an Operation Clean Sweep. We're going to have to revise the entire House here. And I believe that the very most effective place for that effort to begin is right where we are in the local voting precinct, even though it sounds so ridiculous. It is the fundamental building block upon which the entire political system is built. And it is the weakest link. It is that point most often overlooked. It's so easy to look at the top without ever remembering that the top has to be supported by something, and it's supported by these various and sundry county committees in all of the 3,066 counties all across America, in those 177,000-plus local voting precincts where the real machine of government actually exists. A place where we, the people, can interact right where we are locally, as opposed to rushing off, following these champions and throwing money after more gladiators. Folks, we'll be back on the other side and pick up with a little bit of philosophical radicalism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back for our Monday, June the 5th, 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we covered market news and a variety of articles in regards to this fella Kudrin, changing the way the world thinks just with a word out of his mouth. So anyway, all that aside, in this hour, we're going to go into a little bit of philosophical radicalism. But before we do that, we've got a call on the line. Let's go ahead and go to our caller, JJ. Jim, are you with us?
Yep. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just another day. I'm Monday here.
Hey, just a little bit of advice for the guy that called a little while ago. First of all, the guy that you gave $500 to ain't going to go to jail, buddy. And second of all, get a lawyer and go to court. You know what I mean? What else can you do? I mean, but you can play all the games and, you know, you could try all their little programs and all that, but in the end, you know.
Well, you know, who's going to be spending time behind the bars? You know, is it going to be the guy that's got the little pamphlet that he's written up? You know, he's gone up on the internet and he's found a bunch of things. Who's going to be doing time? I think it's the guy that's got the DUI hanging over his head, Jim. And you know, if it was my situation, I certainly wouldn't have wanted to be in that kind of a situation in the first place. My heart goes out to him, but I think I would probably follow your advice. If you're in the system, it's their system. You know, do what you can and protect yourself.
That doesn't mean you have to go in there and feel like you're a criminal and a piece of crap. You go in there, you go to court, you're a human and you made a mistake, all right? You shouldn't have done that, you think, and you know that. But the very thought that now you're less than because you've got a criminal charge, and that's what you are in court. You're a piece of scum because you've been charged with something. And you don't have to feel that way.
Well,
so you go in there and... you know, fighting and running around and trying not to be punished is the way they control you. I mean, they just suck all the money and the life out of your blood, and you know, so you just got to man up, especially if it's your first DUI. I mean, it's never going to go away. I can tell you personally what he's sort of referring to, and both persons I've seen personally in court before. They even went back to trial. They were committed for psychiatric evaluations with the whole "I'm not that person" routine that I believe he's probably speaking about.
Yeah,
you know,
there's the straw man guy, and then there's
I'm sovereign. Know, I'm not that man.
Yeah, the Eric Huru, you know, his program where, you know, I don't know who I am because I was struggling for breath and I was covered with blood and I don't know if this is my mother or my father. I don't know if this is my name. Who are you? Blah blah blah. You know, all those sort of things. If you want to do your homework and be ready in advance, and you accidentally get a ticket, and you already have these skills and you're ready to go to battle with it, and you want to try it, and you have the money in the pocket and the time and everything, fine and dandy. You know, I mean, I try all kinds of things myself. But when you've been charged and you got a court date and you're scrambling to try and come up to speed, I think it's a little on the wrong time to start trying to pretend you're a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And if any time you tell a judge, "Well, my lawyer told me," the judge will stop you right there. But your lawyer's not going to go to jail, son. You are.
There you go.
That's, be it what it may, that's my advice to everybody.
Yeah, you know, you got to do your homework in advance.
Be involved. You don't have. Yeah, absolutely. He should have done a little bit more homework before he sent the guy money. And I have seen, I'm not saying that, I just heard, I've been in court and seen people claim their sovereignty and all that with the said documents all notarized, pretty, and filed. And charges weren't dropped. In fact, both times, two out of two, they were committed to 90-day psychiatric evaluations before back to court.
Yeah, hold on right there, Jim. We've got a break on top of us. We'll come back with your comments after this break, folks. Stay with us.
Invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? with the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, June the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we're going into our second hour, we've got a call online. Jim, we're talking about some information that was brought up by a caller in the first hour. It's basically this idea of defending yourself against all the vagaries that the court can throw at us. And in the 12th hour, when a man is up against the wall, so to speak, and facing the law, that's kind of like for the last time or a little bit on the too late to start boning up on the law to defend yourself pro se. But there are people out there that can help to get you up to speed if you want to get into this. It almost comes on to be like a hobby for them, but Randy Kelton, I think, and Deborah Stevens are two of them that I can think of that have lots of remedies. There's a website out there, Your Remedies in the Law. Then there's Dave Merlin, Eric Huru. There's so many people doing Ralph Winterode. You know, there's so many people out there that have made this study their lifetime that if you want to be their student or their disciple and sit at their feet, you know, you too might be able to get out of a parking ticket. But boy, I'll tell you what, get legal counsel if you can find it, advice of counsel or pro se, somebody that will or come in and help and stand with you. In the 12th hour, one of the things, you know, Jim, and you can, you know, chime in on this one maybe. I've noticed in the newspaper when you look at all of these various court reports, the law days and so on, it's always a plead. Somebody pled guilty and then they do time. Pleading and guilty, plead and guilty. I don't know why more people don't plead not guilty and let the state prove themselves, but most people just take the plea and then they do the time.
Well, my opinion, it's a matter of if you were busted with your hands in the cookie jar, you know, most people feel like they need to get the best deal they can get. That's true. I've been arrested a lot of times, but, you know, very few times have I ever been accused of something I didn't do, so. But I have gone to trial.
But if you plead guilty to something, that just basically ends the case as far as
you're concerned. Plead later on.
Yeah, you've closed a door that you could stay with. You know, who was it, you know, the O.J. Simpson, you plead not guilty. And then let the prosecution prove that you were wrong here. If you plead not guilty to a DWI, maybe it would call into some question the techniques they use to do the breath analysis or something else. You know, they pulled you were in a long line of cars and everybody was stopped, and there were other issues that could be raised. But I don't know, to plead guilty to everything, just to me, that closes the door and sets you up for your penalty, and maybe one place to start is plead not guilty. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but if you go in there and to think that you're not going to plead at all, to go in and say, I'm not that person, and they're going to go, okay, charges dismissed, that, my friend, is ludicrous. They will not do that. You're talking anywhere from $1,500 to maybe $8,000 is what they see with that DWI. They're not seeing a guy that could possibly be innocent. They're just saying, well, it's his first offense. That's going to immediately be, you know, we're going to get $1,000 from here. His insurance company is going to get this much money, blah, blah, blah. We're going to get this much in fines. He's going to be on probation. That costs this much.
Yeah, you might.
$100 a day.
Yeah, you might as well just be a meatloaf down at the local delicatessen. You know, they're just going to find some ways to start slicing you up, and so to me, the whole game is rigged. My advice to everybody is just Bob Dylan's words: to live above the law, you got to be honest. And so, if you live your life in a legal, lawful, and moral way, the chances are good that you're not going to ever have any problems with them. But when you start walking that thin line, you might find yourself in trouble somewhere.
That's right. If you can't pay, don't play. And that's what I tell everybody. You know what? Whether they come down on you hard to make an example or not, if you put yourself out there, don't be hurt when you get hit, you know?
That's it. You know, that's it.
In the ring, you can't be afraid to get hit.
Yeah. And so, you know, unless you, like, if someone wants to, if somebody wants to take this on in their life as a hobby, if they want to go out and drive around without a license tag on their car and they're well-versed in it and they want to, you know, make this their hobby, more power to them. Maybe the successes that they have will reduce the burden on all of us. But I think the most expedient way of dealing with it is, instead of having individual solutions to what I call global problems, let's get this global problem resolved and let all the symptoms and the victims be cured. You know, we can continue to play this driver license and license plate game forever, one at a time. And each person has to come up to all of this knowledge and go through all of this rigmarole and all this risk. But the other side of the coin is to start dumping these judges and replacing them with somebody that knows how to read Constitution and understand it, get rid of these political parties and this entire statist mentality. Get this monkey off our back so that we can start breathing easy in this country again. My goodness.
Yeah, you know what we need to start doing is, I'm going to say it one more time, is pointing all our lasers at the same thing. Wouldn't it be great if, say, a person who just made $275,000 from his listeners went and put the call out, used that money, got Ed and Elaine Brown and Reno Gonzalez lawyers and got them out of jail, and then we picked another point and got... And there's nothing like the feeling of satisfaction when you win a battle, but to be running around spinning wheels all the time, it's crazy.
Well, there's a song out there which...
Don't feel satisfaction, and that's why everyone's becoming disillusioned.
That's right. There's a song out there, something about how you got your head on fire and your tail is catching. You know, we run around like that all the time, Jim, and to me, I would rather spend my time and my energy trying to cure this super social disease than focusing in on all of these various and sundry symptoms. You know, we've got to stop this beast. And until we do, we'll just, every year it'll just be another bunch of laws being passed, and more of our liberties are going to be taken away, more of our freedom is going to be taken away, and it's just time to say no to that. We just say no, become vocal local.
That's right. Hey, those people have trials coming up. They need real lawyers. The only way anyone's ever going to, does anyone even know the significance of the tax case behind the Browns? No, anyone who really knows about the case who's not in this little circle thinks that they're just, they refused to pay taxes, that they were wrong, and that they were going to kill cops if they came in to get them. They don't know anything about that, and no one will ever understand that if we can't get them out of prison. But if you can go out and make $275,000 and not help somebody, you're just going to buy new cameras and make more movies?
Right. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. That's definitely a misdirection, you know. The whole concept of the bullhorn.
Next point.
Go ahead, say it again.
We'll pick the Browns and we'll pick Reno. We'll let him pick the next one and we'll all go after it. And we'll feel satisfaction.
It's going to need to happen.
That's I'm going to have to go now before I really get crazy.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, Jim.
Yep, thanks, Will.
All right, bye now. Okay. We got a break coming on us, folks. We'll be back after this break, and when we continue, it'll be revolution and counter-revolution and your calls. And the lines are open. Call in if you'd like.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back. And so we've got a couple of different revolutions and counter-revolutions on the plate so far today. We've got this economic order, and we've got this legal world order. Both of them are revolutionary in their own right. If you want to follow up the beginnings of the American Bar Association, you begin with the American Bankers Association, which created the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association created the Uniform Law Commission. The Uniform Law Commission then established the Uniform Law branches, the legislative research agencies, the bill drafting agencies in all of the several states. They have stated in their own works that the intention was to do end runs around this pernicious Constitution, which they loathe, despise, and dread. Whether there's any validity to the 13th, original 13th Amendment discussion or not, whether there was ever an amendment passed and ratified that would block lawyers from holding office in the government, you can't deny that we've got attorneys in all of the branches of government. They basically run the whole show. The legislative bill drafting agencies, you've got the attorneys in there writing law. Then you've got the judicial branch that then interprets the law, and then you have the executive branch, also lawyers. You know, it's an inside straight, really, is what we're trying to play with here. But going back to our Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, published back in the 1920s for the Hochschule für Politik, trying to wrap our minds around this idea of revolution and counter-revolution, the authors state that it's far more difficult to construe types of counter-revolution than to classify revolutions. A revolution, whatever the obstacles it encounters and the sacrifices it demands, can settle the difficulties which provoked it. A revolution can succeed, and when it succeeds, it can settle all of the difficulties which provoked it. So we could have a revolution against the preponderance of the legal beagles infiltrating all forms of all branches of our government, and we could beat them back out of there and set up a government that doesn't have this branch of government called the lawyer involved in every aspect of our lives. But continuing here, he says, in this respect, a counter-revolution necessarily and inevitably fails, and so, done properly and approached diligently, it could be possible to make this kind of an operation clean sweep successful, where the counter-revolution of the lawyers or the blowback, their efforts would be unsuccessful. They would just simply fail. And there are a variety of different ways that a revolution can be successful, and counter-revolutions against it would fail. For instance, as Jim brought up, in regards to Edna Lane Brown and the Internal Revenue Service, and we should include the Federal Reserve Banking System, a revolution against them and a removal of them from our system, if they were so thoroughly exposed and so thoroughly discredited and people understood why they were being ousted, their counter-revolution, in other words, their championing for the reason to exist, or raison d'etre, or whatever you want to say in French, if their reason for existence was proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be deleterious to the country, then their blowback would have no effect either. But let's continue a little further here. The reactionary waves released by bourgeois revolutions have retarded but not stopped the victorious march of the bourgeoisie, of capitalism, and of parliamentary democracy. Incrementally, the bourgeois revolutions have retarded, again, but have not stopped the victorious march of the bourgeoisie, of capitalism, and parliamentary democracy. We have all three of those. We live in this system. It's incorrectly labeled under capitalism. It needs to be better explained than that. Even capitalism needs to be better defined or explained than what we most often hear it defined as. But we understand who are the bourgeoisie in all of this. We understand who the proletariat are now better through these studies. We know a little bit about parliamentary democracy. We can see that the idea of deliberative assembly is one thing, but these democracies, the greatest good of the greatest number, are questionable practices that have just come on us and at us over time. All of these can be called to question. There could be a revolution to get rid of these various and sundry things. But we must be prepared for the counter-revolution coming back, that blowback. Ultimately, the anti-bourgeois forces of the past could reassert themselves only by entering the service of the bourgeoisie in support of the imperialist expansion and the suppression of revolutionary labor movement. The policies of finance and monopoly capitalism, these are the only routes for people to blow back. They would have to jump in and support these movements. But how many people in the listening audience today visualize the United States of America in the long term as being a second Roman Empire, as Alexander Levine Hamilton did? How many of us actually think of the United States of America as an imperialist country, as Seward did, and Fremont, and some of the early ones? Getting Hawaii and Alaska added on and so forth, and all the various possessions and other places, the Philippines. Are we an imperialist nation? Is what's happening right now in Iraq and Afghanistan and perhaps soon in Iran just the onward march of these Christian soldiers in the new crusade for the 21st century, a 100-year war? Is this something that we want to continue? Or is it time to revolt against that movement? A counter-revolution, the authors write, whose practice comes closest to its theory, which in other words most nearly achieves restoration, is always in danger of succumbing to a new revolutionary onslaught. So when we think about the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, as we start to make progress along that line, the counter-revolutionary or blowback from that would be intense, in so much that, as we've said here on this broadcast, somewhere between 7 and 8 people out of every 10 derive all or a portion of their income from the government sources. How successful could a revolution against this entrenched socialist regime be? The odds against its success would be great, because so many people have so much to gain and so little to lose by continuing status quo. But the author continues and says, on the other hand, a counter-revolution which deviates farthest from the pre-revolutionary order, which makes large concessions to the defeated class, in effect reestablishes the old system on a more stable basis. Such a counter-revolution marks the opening of a new era whose outcome is altogether unpredictable. So in this way of styling it, the author is cautioning here about appeasement, making large concessions to the defeated class. We're starting to see some of that crop up in these various and sundry tea parties, where the tea party folk are climbing in bed with the Republican Party, of all things. Anyway, we'll pick that up on the other side. Stay with us. Be right back.
Now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we returned once again, and we're thinking about revolution and counter-revolution and all of the various and sundries that go along with that. And we're referring to a text that was written back in the 1930s. Certainly these authors were very well aware of what was happening in Germany and in Italy and England, other places. At that time, we were still pretty new to all of this. And they were trying to put on paper some of the ideas that they had seen in history and that were seeing unfold around them to provide information to people who would be moving forward, you know, the roadmap forward. You know, we're in a situation right now, unmistakably, where we have a revolution in Washington and in all of the various state houses and in your county courthouses. There's a revolution that's been in progress. And so when we talk about, you know, a revolution in the air, there's one that's in progress, and it's deeply in progress. It's embedded. The counter-revolution, of course, would be coming from the people who, when finally they wake up and understand that this ain't your mama's America, that they have finally had enough and they start to do something about that. But here our author is going to show us that, again, on the other hand, a counter-revolution, which deviates farthest from the pre-revolutionary order, which makes large concessions to the defeated class, in effect reestablishes the old system on a more stable basis. And then such a counter-revolution marks the opening of a new era whose outcome is altogether unpredictable. We are in uncharted water. I don't think anyone, certainly from these articles we read in the first hour, I don't think anyone knows where we're going. I don't think any of these people really have a clear understanding of what's going to happen as this new world order is revealed. Certainly, Brookings and the Tavistock Institute and all of the various war colleges have done everything they can to war game this out and run it through all of the various and sundry Cray computers and all whatever they've got out there. But when it comes down to the human mind and human beings responding to this, I don't think they really know what's going to happen. They're trying to cover their bets in every area, but the table's wide open. How it's going to fall is going to be how it's going to fall. Whether they survive in this effort or not will be determined only by time. Continuing here from the article, the situation which results when the revolution passes its first stage and runs into political and economic difficulties may be represented as a race between reaction and radicalism. Are we at that stage now? When the revolution passes its first stage and runs into political and economic difficulties, can we represent this correctly as a race between reaction and radicalism? The natural reservoir of radical revolutionary strength is to be found in those strata which are farthest removed from social emancipation, when the word wage slaves, which participate most actively in the revolutionary struggle and gain the least by its early achievements. We're not on the receiving end of the trillions and trillions loaned into existence. We don't really see any changes happening in our legal structure. We're still the ones that are being impressed into servitude at every turn by our legal system. But continuing, an objective consideration of the various forces at work would seem to indicate that at this point, reaction stands a better chance of victory. Reaction. As opposed to radicalism. So there's an action to strip the people of the United States of America and of the world of any remaining vestiges of their liberty gained in the 18th and 19th centuries. All through the 20th century, it was basically war and rumors of war as the map of the globe was redistributed, redefined, if you will, as the various war machines came into place. And in this, we could consider ourselves at that in now in post-industrial America. Now we're looking at most likely reaction as opposed to radicalism, at least according to these writers. An objective consideration of the various forces at work, again, would seem to indicate that at this point, reaction stands a better chance of victory. The idea of becoming vocal local and just saying no, that's reaction. Actions and reactions. Quote, the revolution is finished, close quote, chant the conservatives in revolutionary disguise in unison with the new advocates of order. It's like when I come across little sentences like that, the new advocates of order, using chanting of the conservatives, the revolution is finished. We've won! Hoorah, hooray! The former revolutionists whose ardor has cooled. These groups are united in the desire to prevent the complete materialization of revolutionary potentialities. And impetuously pushing forward radicalism is laboring under a tactical disadvantage, for it is made to appear subversive of peace and normalcy. As we see all the various legislation coming into place to discredit any more radicalism, homegrown terrorism, you know, all that nonsense. A more important handicap is the composition of the radical camp. While the central body of reactionaries includes the stratum habituated to the idea and practice of state power, the radical forces are rooted in the lower classes, people who have never had an opportunity to wield any sort of authority. and think that just because we have a higher standard of living in this country, that we don't have a great number of people who have never had any opportunity whatsoever to wield any sort of authority. And as Barry the Usurper continues to roll out the program, 500,000, 600,000, a million people deriving all or part of their income from the government as their bailout or as part of the stimulus program, as they come into play as code enforcement officials and as local gendarme manning the roadblocks on the highways and at all of the checkpoints at the state crossings and along the Trans-Texas Corridor, etc. They're going to be reaching and grasping for some little segment of authority. As you see the great pavilions filled with the Maoists and the Nazis following their Führer. Continuing here, the radical program, which calls for a complete reversal of the traditional relations between the upper and the lower class, now encounters the resistance not only of the property classes, but also of large groups of professional people and petty bourgeoisie who believe themselves better fitted to rule than the lower strata on whose behalf the radicals aspire to power. We have a huge class of people in this country who earn in excess of $100,000 a year and yet less than $5 million perhaps per year. This would be the bourgeois, the petty bourgeois, who believe themselves better fitted to rule than the lower strata. We'll start to see, or we should start to see, some struggling and some jostling amongst them to gain positions of power now as well. And of course, they depend upon, for their success, they depend upon the proletariat. They depend upon all the wage slaves to support their money bombs and other things. And yet they still are not the ones in the positions of power. They're not the ones who are actually taking the trillions and trillions. Even though, even to those at the bottom of the social scale, the idea that they are to occupy the seat of power appears strange. Their natural response is that of slaves suddenly set free. They tend either to remain loyal to their old masters or to waste their newly found strength in riot and debauchery. To overcome these difficulties, a strong and militant radical organization is, of course, essential. In addition, radicalism must strive to neutralize certain groups and to secure the active cooperation of others, especially from the ranks of the moderate revolutionists. This latter objective is not impossible to attain, since most of the radicals come from a social milieu, close, if not identical, with that of the adherents of the moderate party, and since the concrete program of radicalism represents the most straightforward and logical application of the general principles of the revolutionary ideology to which both radicals and moderates adhere. Imagine such words all written up in an encyclopedia, in an article that you can study over and over again and bring to your mind this concept of revolution and counter-revolution that has been going on all the way back through the centuries. Amazing, isn't it? Things we can learn on the radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we're back, working through this article a little bit further. Radicalism is favored also by the dynamic character of the revolutionary situation. It's not easy to move large masses to action, but it is equally difficult to stop them once they have been set in motion. That's the big challenge here. It is not easy to move large masses to action. Very difficult to get everybody to get up off the lazy boy and up off the couch and out into the streets. Very, very difficult. But it is equally difficult to stop them once they have been set in motion. Desertions to the radical camp weaken the moderates and leave them oscillating helplessly between the left and the right. The growth of the extreme left appears to force the moderates into closer union with reaction, the traditional guardian of law and order, but a move to the right threatens further to disorganize and reduce the ranks of the moderate party. For the moderates fear the friendship of their old enemies even more than the enmity of their old friends. On the whole, they regard the radical as a brother in arms who must be convinced of his errors rather than as a foe to be destroyed, an emotional handicap of which radicalism is entirely free. As radicals seize power, they have to contend with a strengthened and unified opposition. All those who fear the loss of privileged or preferred status are now joined in the fight against the common enemy. In this anti-radical camp, the differences among the various groups, the ultra-reactionaries, the revolutionists by adoption, and the moderates, now tend to disappear. Furthermore, there is the portent threat of intervention by foreign powers. Under such conditions, it is fatal to falter or hesitate. If the radicals are to retain control of the situation, they must at once secure an organized force capable of defending the revolution, such as a committee of public safety. Have you perhaps heard of those committees of safety? A Cheka, a new model army, that can combat the armies of foreign states ruled by reactionary governments and break up the dangerous alliances between domestic and foreign counter-revolution. These developments will necessarily influence the outlook of revolutionary radicalism, impelled by the dynamics of struggle, not by opportunistic compromises, as in the case of the moderates. Radicalism temporarily moves away from its final goal of a classless and harmonious society. At this point, there is a need of theory, of the transition period, which will reconcile the contradictions between the final goal and the means used to attain it. Such, for example, was Robespierre's doctrine that the despotism of liberty against tyranny is necessary in order to prepare the ground for a free, egalitarian society. The dictatorship of the proletariat is, according to Marx and Lenin, the inevitable link between capitalism, a society in which antagonistic forces reach their highest development, and socialism, the first social order based on the principles of solidarity. So once again, you have two new definitions of capitalism and socialism. Even more significant are the structural changes in a country where radical revolution has achieved its victory. While the elements which constituted the old society have disappeared, the groups which have been in the ascendant have become exhausted by their prolonged struggles in the defense and consolidation of the revolution. A condition develops which is not unlike that produced by a victorious counter-revolution. It appears that an enormous and powerful state machine is now free to disregard the interests and wishes of society or of any groups within it. In control of such a machine, the conservative landlord Bismarck could create the German Empire, and the communist revolutionary Lenin introduced the new economic policy. A radical revolution does not travel directly to its unannounced goal, and it exacts a heavy toll in human life and suffering. But the transformation it effects are more fundamental and permanent than those achieved at smaller costs under the leadership of moderates. Neither the Thermidor reaction nor the Bourbon restoration modified in any important particular the structure of French society as established by the revolution, and that social system might not have been so firmly entrenched if the Jacobin dictatorship had not saved the revolution from the cul-de-sac into which it had blundered. That ends this lengthy article that we've been working through for some days. It was written by Alfred Musil. And I'm here to tell you that there's well over a page of notes, things to go see, a bibliography to read more about it. It's a huge topic, this idea of revolution and counter-revolution. And perhaps it would be well for each of us to study it a little bit more and understand more about the dynamic of a revolution and counter-revolution. Just like our young caller in the first hour faced with a DWI or DUI and trying to defend himself against it, to wait until the revolution is in full bloom is to wait too long to find out how they operate. What are the dynamics? At that point, we just become victims inside of this huge system. Perhaps it would be better for us to understand the dynamic of this public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation, and the dynamic of revolution and counter-revolution as we seek to restore a constitutionally limited republic and form of representative government here on our shores in these several states. I can think of no better use of our time at this particular juncture, with just months now between now and this next election cycle, than getting established right where we are in our local voting precincts. I know it sounds a bit redundant, but nevertheless, we actually can change the political system if we will but try. Each of the various counties are broken up into voting precincts based on demographics, population, numbers. And for all of the established parties, both Republican and Democratic parties, they have county committees. And the county committees are made up of the county committee men and the county committee women from each of the various precincts. And understanding that and knowing that was how this country was taken down. We had infiltrators that came into this country in the roll-up between World War I and World War II and very effectively infiltrated our system. They now run the House. And so we can draw from the history of how we were brought low and apply the same tools and tactics in restoration. And I'm confident it is the most direct and it is the fastest way out of this nightmare. If there was a more efficient way, I wouldn't be talking about this, I would be espousing that. But it is objectionable to many because they look at government in general with disdain because all they've ever seen in their history books and all they've ever seen in their own life is this corrupt systems of government. Now, we could have gone a lot of different ways in the morning news. There's a lot of counter-revolutionary blowback against the elections for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran. But we're going to have the same sorts of things coming on us and at us in 2010 as various and sundry individuals, perhaps Peter Schiff and others, run for congressional seats. They're going to need to have the support in place at the county level in all of the various county committees, or they'll just be peeing their money into the wind. And we've done this over and over and over again, running our gladiators until they fall on the field, and then all the people fall down disheartened, disenchanted with the electoral system. And they wait quietly for two more years before the next batch of gladiators come along. And I think it's time that we put an end to that cycle. It needn't be repeated over and over again. As they say, it's the surest sign of insanity. Folks, we'll pick it up right there tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. Have a good afternoon. Until I see you again, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use.
Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.